This is the Atlanta Season 4, Episode 9 review. Andrew Wyeth, Alfred's World. An observation on how people are always making Paperboy go through something. Yes, we get another Paperboy episode. First things first, rest in peace, Takeoff, an Atlanta alum. Peace to the family. Getting into the episode, Al really went and bought a safe farm. He listened to Soldier Boy's advice. Complete with an outdoor range, a weed shed, a John Deere tractor, and his favorite blue hoodie. From season 2, episode 8, The Woods. Listen, I'm not judging because I hold on to hoodies the same way. Let me flex on my art history for a second. Andrew Wyeth painted Christina's World, a painting you all likely have seen before. The one with the woman wearing a pink dress in a field looking toward a home in the distance. So Wyeth's neighbor actually was paralyzed from the waist down, which left her unable to walk. So she opted to crawl because she refused to use a wheelchair. Christina's house is actually a national landmark, and Andrew Wyeth is indeed buried in a field that faces the house, kind of like the picture itself. Interesting stuff. But if you want to see the painting in real life, go to the MoMA in New York. I'll finish it with this quote from Andrew Wyeth himself describing why he painted this. To do justice to her extraordinary conquests of a life which most people would consider hopeless, if in some small way I have been able, in paint, to make the viewer sense that her world may be limited physically, but by no means spiritually, then I have achieved what I set out to do. That's G's Art Minute for this week. The episode kicks off appropriately, of course, with perfect thongs. As always, Mystical, the braids, and Get a Voice. Mine's playing tricks on me. Al is in the zone and in complete respite, and it's nice to see him chill for once and not really be dealing with everyday stuff and annoyances, because, I mean, it's Al. What do we expect? The cards are always against him. He's always got something going on, despite him not really actively being a bother or somebody that does too much, aside from his craft. And in this episode, there's not a lot of dialogue, but it's okay because Brian Tyree Henry acts down every time. His expressive nature fits this role perfectly. After chilling and perusing his farmland, he hits the general store for some supplies, where we first meet Clyde, the cop from P-Valley, for the let me stop. Can you imagine? That would be funny. But Clyde is a straight shooter and lets Al know what they don't have, complete with the Confederate flag clock in the back, so you know what time it is. He seems haughty at first, but he's harmless. He jokes with Al about ordering a cast iron skillet from Amazon and not waiting for him to order one, which will take, like, who knows how long to reach him. 9 times out of 10, he probably would have ordered one from Amazon as well, so yeah. As the camera pans to the "We don't call police" sign, for those who didn't catch it, they shoot. Al laughs and says no, he's not going to order one from Amazon. Tells him not to place an order for one as well. Al hits YouTube University to learn how to fix his tractor. And being Al, he's watching as he attempts to fix it, almost getting crushed in the process. At least scrub the video for highlights first. What are you doing? These backhoes ain't loyal. I have a very bad parody song for that, but I know exactly what I'll do with it. Clearly you're here, so stay tuned if you didn't. Go check Twitter, IG, I guess, who knows? Yeah, do that. Listen, I know a lot of us like to get our HGTV on, but yeah, be mindful of the projects you work on, please. Like, as many close call situations that there usually is when you are trying to fix something. Not saying you don't have any business fixing it, but you know, whatever. Sometimes you just take a chance because you feel like doing so. At least that's what I do. That's Tim the Tool Lady G's corner for this week, too. Back to the episode. Al's cooking dinner and he hears banging in the shed at night. I would have just waited until the morning to go look. Like, if I didn't see what went into the garage on cams, yes, I would have cameras at my safe farm. He brave, because, yeah, ain't no way. I literally would have waited for some light hours. Especially on that desolate farm, that could have been anything. So the next day, he seeks advice from the general store clerk, Clyde, on how to get rid of whatever is eating his corn, lion self. This is when we discover that what entered his shed was a feral hog based off of the scat it left behind. He identified it via picture because country things, that's what you do. Al starts laughing like wild hogs are something to play with. The clerk tells him about a recent death and he's still laughing in the face of danger like it's nothing. Wild hogs are vicious and they literally will eat any and everything that they can. So yeah. There ain't no wild hog bait. So Clyde gives him advice on the trap he should set up in order to catch him. Because you gotta kill them before they kill you. Next day, Al is still trying to fix a tractor. This is when he finds a rat in the exhaust pipe. Only to pull it out with his bare hands. Ugh. I get it, but he could have at least got a stick or something. It's not like it was going anywhere. He pulled it all extra slow, too, and just let it sit in his hand and infect his skin. I'm joking. But yeah, that was gross. We're with him throughout the day as he reinforces his weed shed door with metal kick plates and sets the trap that Clyde recommended to him. And it's nice to see Al actually adjusting to the labor, and he likes it. Working with your hands is fun. He's outdoors doing the thing. As he's going back into the house, the porch light flickers. Like the bulb isn't screwed on too well, or there's a short circuit, but taps the bulb, fixes it, goes back in the house. Pays no mind to it. Keep that in mind for later. There's an Animal Planet-esque show playing on the background as he's snoring. A duck falls off a cliff as he wakes up to the sound of his trap going off. Right on time. Unfortunately, the trap does not work and all his weed is gone and the skies are gray. If you got that, then wow, you're as weird as I am. Finally, he gets the John Deere rolling the next day, just when he was about to give up, only to almost get crushed again. Now, I didn't panic here because too easy. Al is not about to succumb to this tractor. Cue the commercial break, the dramatic, but nah, you didn't get me with that one, guys. Not this week. Not fully, though, but his leg does get stuck and he's literally across the lake from his house, which, of course, under duress is even further away and it's getting dark outside. He manages to get free and hobbles and crawls his way back home. Now, as rural as this area is, he still gets prime delivery, so it ain't that bad. There is hope for the items he can't get from the general store, after all. He screams for help to the delivery driver, but it's useless since she is wearing headphones and blasting her music. He continues to crawl, leaving his scent and trail of blood along the way. I mean, not that he can help it at this point, but, you know, feral animals. This was heavily symbolic, aside from the Andrew Wyeth painting, but even though, in Al's case, all hope was lost to us watching him, he pushed through and kept going despite his setbacks. I'll keep a light for this one. We ain't gonna go too deep. He makes it to the porch and opens his package because that's what we all do when we get home. It's a large Cast iron skillet. And I kept laughing because Amazon would pack a whole skillet in a bubble mailer. Like, that's gonna do anything. But it'll be there in 2 hours. It's okay. And like clockwork, the wild hog pulls up right on time because in Al's world, every win is met with a challenge. He fights the hog. I've never been so proud. I was over here cheering like it was an MMA or boxing match. He put the skillet to use. After the chaos was over, he finally answers Urn's call. But like a true suppressor of the feels, he picks up the phone with so much cool and calm. The thing that got me is how Urn read through him and said he sounded tired. You were not low, Paperboy. Especially with your cousin you grew up with. Damn near died 8 times in this episode alone. And 63 over the course of the series, trying to act chill and hurry up off the phone. Come on now. And in the morning, it was only right for him to have some bacon and whiskey. He earned it. And the conversation with Urn. Urn is just running through scenarios and talking, and of course, Al is just letting him talk. Al continues to downplay and avoid the wildness of the last couple days he's had. Urn reassures him that Alanna is not going anywhere. Allegedly. And he can sell his safe farm whenever. They continue to talk and have a conversation as the camera casts into the sunset, which is kind of reassuring because throughout the episode, there was that tension and leaving the audience wondering if there was any bad blood between Al and Urn, but there wasn't. They were just chilling. And Al even FaceTimed him, so yeah, that's pretty big of Al. The time has come again for my plea for the Atlanta movie. Seeing everybody in their respective episodes moving on with life is wonderful. Lovely, even. But just one. An hour 45, maybe 55 minute motion picture. That's it. Our portal this episode, follow me now. It's Al's new safe farm. Once he was inside, he was truly safe from external dangers and was more at ease. I'm not explaining it any further. It may be a stretch, might not, who knows? It's our portal. This episode was a good take on the 30 to 50 feral hog tweet. Of course, it's linked in the description box. The gun and the range training didn't matter in the end. Who knew the answer to gun control was cast iron skillets? Shout out to Lodge. Go get a set of nice pants. It's cooking season. Ask for some for Christmas or something. One more episode to go. But it looks like we're getting a Darius special that we deserve. I don't know. One more. It's just like, no, why? But it's okay. We'll see what it does. Engage with us. Tap into the Spotify app and check out the poll and Q&A sections. You can also leave your thoughts, if white people can get ashy, via Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or verbalvibemode.com. You can also leave a voicemail using Anchor. All important links are in the description box. See you next week.